You're listening to 40 Days to Personal Revolution with Sarah Gage. In this week, week 4, asana. Namaste.
And you create a stronger breath that it becomes audible. And then can you find a deeper awareness to the movement of your body through breath? Taking one more here in child's pose. Long exhale. And downward facing dog we go. Widespread fingers, hips lift to the sky. Still breathing through the nose. Press into the earth, push yourself slightly back. Let the heels drop to the earth. And maybe a soft bend through your knees. And again, check in with breath. So audible sensation. Moving the breath out the nose. For one more full inhale. Empty, walk both feet to the top of your mat. With your feet hip distance, grab opposite elbows. Coming into ragdoll, surrender the torso towards the thighs and relax through the neck. So give your head a little nod, a little release, maybe a little shifting of the torso side to side. Just really come into an awareness of what your body needs in this moment. And still moving that breath through the nose. And bringing your hands to the hips and tucking the elbows up towards the ceiling. Draw the shoulder blades towards the spine as you lift halfway up, bringing the spine parallel to the floor. Good. Exhale, hinge from the hips, rising all the way up, shooting the arms to the sky. Take a deep breath, reach up, get long, look high. Bend the knees, forward fold. Exhale. Lift halfway up, breathe in. Step or hop back, high plank. Push-up pose. Exhale, low plank, elbows point to the back wall. Inhale, upward facing dog. Lift your thighs from the earth. Good, curl the toes under, down dog, breathe out. Yeah, deep breath in, press into the earth. Exhale, melt back a little more. Good, look forward to hop or walk to the top, your choice. Halfway lift, big breath. Exhale, fold. Good, rising up all the way. Arms high, chest to the sky. Forward fold, breathing out. Another sun A, halfway lift, inhale, get long. Low plank on your exhale. However you like to get back there, heels over toes as you lower. Up dog, big breath. Downward facing dog, breathe out. I invite you to find variations as we move through the postures. You know, only you can determine what's available for you. But also, don't get stuck in what's available, but possibility, more possibility. Take your right leg up to the sky. Press your right heel to the ceiling. Good. Let your left heel be heavy to the ground. Bend your right leg. Flex your right ankle. Take your right hip open to the right wall. Breathe. And really plugging the fingertips into the ground. Opening your right hip as you twist through the low or mid back. Good, release and switch left leg to the sky. Yeah, start to flex that left ankle. Bend the left knee 90 degrees. Left leg. Lift up and open to the left wall. Big breath in. Longer breath out. For one more full inhale. Breathe out. And to the top, left foot down, walk or hop. Forward, halfway lift, breathe in. Fold, breathe out. Good. Bend your knees. Sit low with the hips. Thunderbolt or chair pose. So the only difference is what's available or comfortable in your body, whether arms are extended high, biceps by the ears, or arms in line with the shoulders. Take a deep breath as you sit a little lower, heavy in your heels. Forward fold, breathe out. Halfway lift, breathe in. Low plank on your exhale. You go. Empty. Up dog, big breath. Down dog, exhale. Right foot steps forward. Left heel to the ground. Warrior one. Rising up. Taking the arms by the ears. Palms to face in. Push through the back heel. Spin your left thigh and lung forward. Back to earth with palms. High plank. Exhale, low plank. Upward facing dog. To down dog, breathe out. Left foot to the hands, right heel to the ground. Warrior one. For a few breaths, warming up in the pose. Pressing through your back right heel to spin the right thigh forward. One more full breath in. Hands to earth as you breathe out. High plank, left leg back. Low plank, breathe out. Good. Up dog. Shoulders roll down the back. Downward facing dog, breathe out. Giant breath in. Long breath out. Good. Come back to plank, shoulders over wrists. Spin both your heels to the right, left arm to the sky, side plank. Five breaths here. Modify with the forearm on the ground or one foot stepping to the earth. Lift up through the left side. Yeah, push into the earth to lift a little higher. Yeah, right knee could rest to the floor. Take your gaze up to your left thumb. One more full breath. Good, back to a flow, high to low. You can always modify cobra instead of up dog. But if you're doing up dog, commit to the pose and lift the thighs. Good, deep breath in. From down dog, long breath out. Back to plank, inhale. Heels to your left. Right arm to the sky, side plank. So the base pose is heels stacked, hips lifting, right arm over left, gazing up. Big breath in, thighs squeezing together, heels flexing to the back wall. Good, one more full breath. Long exhale, back to plank we go. Add the flow, or you can move to down dog. You need to do what's best that you can stay connected to breath. Take your right leg back up to the ceiling. Look forward. Land your right foot between your hands. Lift up your torso. Left heel spikes to the sky. Arms rise. Yeah, palms to face each other. Deep breath in. As you breathe out, stack your right knee over your front ankle. Yeah, hands to heart center, breathe out. Hook your left arm over to the right thigh. We're here for five breaths. So you can do prayer hands. You could also extend your arms up and down. You could do a half or full bind. Yeah, take two more breaths as you pull the chest forward and engage or lift the back leg. Yeah, one more deep breath in. Longer breath out. And back up to our crescent lunge, lifting the torso and the arms. Good, spin the back heel to the earth, warrior two. Reverse warrior, right arm to the sky. Keep the right knee lunging forward. Good, extended side angle. Your right hand's going to go to the floor beside your front foot. left arm over the ear, reaching for the front mirror. Yeah, keeping the left side of the body long and lunging that right knee forward so the shin is vertical. Open the left lung to the sky. One more full breath in. Press through the feet to rise the torso. Breathe out. Hands to the front of the mat, plank pose. And you flow down again to low plank, hover from the earth. Up dog, big breath. Downward facing dog, breathe out. Good, left leg goes up to the sky. Take it high, flex the heel. Then bend the knee, look forward lightly. Step left foot between the hands. High lunge again, we reach up. Really work the palms to face in. Even spread open the fingers and bring the pinkies to come to the center a little more. Right heel stays up to the sky. Exhale, hands to heart. Pause. And then hook right elbow over to your left thigh. Shoulder blades pull to the spine. Chest pulls to the mirror. And then you twist and breathe out. Through four more breaths, your variation with the arms. Work the breath through the nose for three. That right leg is strong. For two, breath is even stronger. For one more full breath, untwist, come back up to our crescent lunge. Spin your right heel to the earth. Keep your left knee pointing forward. Warrior two. Now widen the stance, your feet as wide as your arm span. And take reverse warrior, left arm reaching while the left knee lunging forward. One more full breath here. Long exhale. Good. Hand to the outside of your front foot, right arm over the ear. Extended side angle. Yeah, the left knee coming forward over the ankle. Really good. Right lung to the sky. A little more twist. Good, and then rising back up. Good, back to plank we go, high to low. Yeah, nice and steady, each pose in itself and yet flowing with breath. Big inhale, long exhale. One more from here, press chest to toes, breathe out, look forward and hop to the top. Halfway lift, breathe in, fold, breathe out. Thunderbolt, bend your knees, bring your big toes together as you sit down. Arms reach up, thighs together, hands to heart, breathe out. With another twist, left elbow to right thigh. Sit low with the hips, lower than your shoulders, so really sit low, then twist right lung to the sky. We've got three more breaths if you want to take side crow to fly or extending the arms, opening the chest a little more. One more breath, weight back to the heels, lighten your toes, forward fold. Beautiful. Halfway lift, breathe in, fold, breathe out. Big toes still together, bend your knees, sit hips down. Thunderbolt other side, hands to heart and to our left thigh, right arm. Inhale, find length in the spine. What is that for you? And then exhale, twist left lung to the sky. Again, variations with the arms or finding an arm balance. Yeah, continue to work breath in and out the nostrils. Stay with it for one more. Twist as you breathe out. Forward fold to release. Halfway lift, breathe in. Chaturanga Dandasana, low plank, breathe out. Up dog, inhale. Downward dog, breathe out. Giant breath in. Longer breath out. Good, look forward, breathe in. Bend the knees, empty, and hop to the top. Both feet, halfway lift, big breath. Forward fold, breathe out. Feet hip distance. Take your two fingers and hook the big toe from the inside. Palms face each other. So you want to scoop up the big toe with your peace fingers. Heels in line with the hips. Lift halfway up with the chest. Exhale, fold, bend the elbows to side walls. Inhale, get long, lengthen, look forward on the floor. Exhale, fold, nod the head. Inhale, lengthen, draw the shoulders back. Exhale, fold towards the thighs. Release the toes, slide your palms under your feet. All the way from the front, the toes touch the wrists, the palms face up, and you fold a little deeper. Bring the weight of the feet forward on the hands. Again, relax through your neck. So we want you to drop the head. Yeah. And just hang out here. And feet pressing into the palms. Start to straighten the legs. And tilt your tailbone towards the ceiling. And get a little more length through the back of the legs. Keeping the heels on the earth, but light. For one more deep breath in. Longer breath out the nose. Good. Release the palms, hands to hips, halfway lift, breathe in. Exhale all the way up. Take your arms high, big breath, reach up. Right arm under left, bend at the elbows and cross as you breathe out. Bend both knees, sit back with your hips. Right leg wraps over left leg. Yeah, breathing through the nose. Sit back a little lower with the hips. Lift up a little taller through the torso and spine. Check in with the breath. Then soften the gaze to a steady point. Challenge yourself. Sit a little lower as you breathe out. Good. Release. Arms up. Big breath. Exhale, left arm under right. Bend both knees. Sit back with your hips. Left leg twists over right. Now the thighs melt together as you twist tie the legs. Again, lift your torso, stack the spine, shoulders over hips. More breathing through the nose. Soft gaze. Sit a little lower on your inhale. Release, breathe out, and reach up. Big breath. Hands to heart center, breathing out. Lift your right foot up behind you. Scoop up the right foot from the inside with your right hand. Left arm up to the sky. Right leg kicks back into your hand. Breathe and kick. Just notice if your mind is more on falling out of the posture or more awareness to just breathing. In other words, don't think about falling. Focus on breath. Kick as you exhale and release back to center. Left foot lifts up behind you. Reach back. Left palm grabs the arch, the inside of your foot. Right arm to the sky. Breathe in. Exhale, kick back. So notice if you can open more with each exhale. The breath is telling you know, whether you can express the pose a little more or just find stillness where you are. For one more full inhale, kick on the exhale and release. Really good. Right knee turning open for tree pose. Right side first, the right foot lifts up into the left thigh, the hips stay square. Palms to the center of the chest. Soften the gaze over the last three fingertips towards the floor. So trees sway. And don't resist the natural movement. It'll just get harder. Stop resisting and just play with the sway. Get a little more length or a little more lift. And right leg to center, release. Beautiful focus. Left knee turns open to the left side of the room. Palms at the center of the chest. Shoulders relax. Find the breath. Can you create from here what you need in this pose? Like a little more space, maybe in the hips, or a little more grounding with the standing leg, right foot pressing down, right thigh lifting strong. Turning the left knee open a little more. Breathe in. Exhale, back to center. From the top of our mats, reaching up, find a gentle back bend. If you lift the gaze, forward fold, breathe out. Good, halfway lift, inhale. Low plank, on your exhale, Adho Vinyasa again, hover from the earth. Up dog, push into the earth, lift the thighs. Downward facing dog, breathe out. Step your right foot forward, spin the left heel down, warrior one. Good. Open the stance to warrior two, pivot the back foot parallel to the short end of your mat. Good, straighten your right leg. Lift up from the pelvis with your torso. Keep that side of the body, both sides, long as you hinge forward with the right arm leading. Yeah, and with the right leg straight, take that right hand to the block or to the floor. Take your left arm to the sky. Beautiful. And open the airway. Okay. Like a visualize. More length through the back of your neck, the head or the crown of the skull moving towards the mirror, the back of your hips pulling away from the mirror. One more deep breath. Long exhale. Come up with the torso, spin your right toes to the left wall, fold forward. Keep the straddle in the legs. Bring the hands to the mat. Big breath in. Fold deeper, walking the hands in line with the toes. Engage the quad muscles. Lifting the kneecaps with the quadriceps engaged. Pressing to the outer edges of your feet. Pinky edges down, arch muscles lift. One more deep breath. Long breath out. Hands to hips, lift halfway. Exhale all the way up to stand. Spin your right toes forward, step your back foot in, pyramid pose. Left toes point to 10 o'clock. Arms reach back, bind your hands, or you could do reverse prayer. Fold forehead over right leg, all the way down. Forehead to the right knee, torso to to the right thigh, left heel to the ground. Don't be shy to play around with stepping the left foot in a little if that makes you feel more stable. Yeah, so no two bodies are the same, no two leg lengths are the same, so you can accommodate your pose. One more exhale. Left hand to your right pinky toe, twist the triangle with the right arm up to the sky. Again, option to support the posture, bringing your left hand to the block. Yeah. Let go of any expectations. Let go of any hesitations. Just breathe. And bring the hands back to the front. High plank we go. Exhale to low. Big, powerful breath into up dog. Back to down dog. Breathe out. Left foot steps. Warrior one. Inhale, warrior two. Widen the legs. Good. Straighten your left leg. Lift up from the pelvis. Reach through the left side. Get long. And then pivot those arms, right arm to the sky, triangle pose. Breathe. So working that the lungs stack each other one day, someday, right lung over left. Maybe that's not today, but each time you come to play, you find a little more access, a little more opening, a little more space. Good. Lift the torso. Spin your left toes to the right wall. Fold forward. Shirshasana, forearm headstand, if that's in your practice. Otherwise, take the arms above you and interlock the palms, hugging the shoulder blades to the spine. Yeah. Palms come together, knuckles to the sky. Breathe. Really, for this pose, focus more to palms pressing together. Yeah, shoulder blades to the spine. Like you're hanging on to a $100 bill. Hands come together, knuckles to the sky a little more. Long breath out. Good, hands to hips, elbows to sky, lift halfway up. All the way up we rise. Left toes to the top, to the front of the mat, point forward, and right foot points to 2 o'clock. Hands go back behind you, palms together to the spine, or grab the hands and fold left leg and forehead. They meet. Right heel to the ground. Again, don't be shy to step that right foot in. Spin your right hip forward by pressing through your back heel. One more full breath. Exhale first. Good. Release right hand to the left pinky toe. Left arm up to the sky. Revolve triangle pose. Again, right hand can go to a block. You can change the position of the block, too. You can bring it up high. And then over time, you notice you don't need it as high. One more deep breath. Lift the chest. Twist on the exhale. Hands to earth, high plank. Beautiful. Flow down, low plank. Up dog, big breath. Down dog, breathe out. Wide spread fingers in down dog. Come forward from plank. Breathe in. From five, start to lower. Four. Three. Two. One. Take your arms all the way back behind you. Interlock the fingers again. Shoulder blades slide down the back. Legs come together. like one solid leg. Yeah, point the toes back, lift the chest and gaze forward, lifting everything eventually. Toes come off the mat, keep pointing them back. Press the heels together, squeeze the thighs together, open the chest forward. Yeah, get in touch. Get in touch by taking your mind's eye down to the thighs, the quad muscles resting on the earth. Can you lift them off the earth? You're lifting those thighs off the ground. Yeah, so your awareness, your body connection is lifting from the floor. One more breath, because you can lift a little higher. And then slowly come down, release, rest. Full breath. Long exhale. Kick up both feet. Grab your feet from the outside. And shoulders slide down the back. Floor bow. Thighs come together. Lift the gaze slightly forward. Bringing the chin parallel to the floor as you come up. Kick into your hands. Kick and rise. Press the thighs together. Squeeze them in. The front of your hips close to the mat. Press them down a little more. Push them into the floor as you kick up a little more. Good. Lifting the gaze. Breathe in. Kick on the exhale. And slowly release and complete rest. Just give up the pose. Balasana. Push hips back to heels. Child's pose. Good camel pose. Come to stand on your knees. Your knees hip distance, hands to the low back. What's accessible is totally your choice, but bring the hands to support the pose first from the low back, whether fingers face up or whether fingers face down, doesn't matter. But you're going to be pressing the firm part of the palm in towards the hips, not the soft low back. Lift up from the chest, thighs are parallel. Push the hips slightly forward, lift up a little more, elbows hug towards the back wall, and go up and back with your gaze. Keep your eyes open, listen to your breath, move into your back bend that's comfortable in the body. Not what you want to do up here in the mind, not what you think it should look like, but just get into feeling the posture in your body. That's right. That's exactly the pose you need. You don't need the pose in your mind. You need the pose that comes from within. For one more full breath. Long exhale. Hands support the low back as you rise up. Palms forward to the mat. Top of the mat. Down dog. Good. Walk forward with both feet. Yeah. Lay down onto your spine with the feet towards the top of your mat. Lay down. Bridge pose. Feet come to the ground. Heels over knees. Knees over heels, I should say. Yeah, that would be hard to do it the other way. Arms to the floor, shoulders down the back, press into the mat with your arms and feet. Push down and lift the pelvis, the thighs up. Yeah. Good. Keeping the feet parallel and keeping the weight of the feet balanced. So notice as you're in the pose, if you've got more weight to the outer edges of the feet, or maybe there's more weight to the inner edges. You want to plug down through the four outer corners of the feet. Yeah, push down a little more. As you exhale, lift up a little more. Then release the arms from underneath you and come down the spine slowly. Breath in. Breath out. Bridge or wheel, feet still parallel, taking wheel hands outside of the shoulders, staying with bridge arms under the back. Inhale, press into the earth. Exhale, lift up to the sky. Press into the ground to lift up higher. Breathe. So you really work the posture so that when you come out of the pose, it's a full rest and release. For one more breath, chin into chest for wheels come down, bridge come down. Breath in, breath out. Feet to the mat, go back up, bridge or wheel. 5 breaths from here. So inhale, exhale to rise. For 5. Yeah, heels under knees for 2. Yeah, stay with it for 3. Press down a little more for 1. Good. And then when you're in the pose, take a deep breath in. Exhale, slowly come down. Happy baby or dead bug. You grab the feet, flip the feet up to the sky. Heels over knees, shins vertical. And low back on the mat. And just pull down gently on your feet. Now roll your low back to the earth. Deep breath. Long exhale. Good. Hands interlock behind your skull. Legs go up, feet to the sky. Deep breath in. Right leg lowers down as you breathe out. Hover it an inch from the ground. Good. Now pulse your chest up towards the left toe for 10, 9. Don't pull up with the elbows, just lift the chest. Yeah, 7. So there's a difference if you're hugging up and pulling with your arms or just lifting with the core. There's a difference. Are we at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Switch legs and just go on. 10, up to the right, 9, 8, through up with the chest, like it's being pulled up by a string. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Arms down beside your torso, palms face the mat. Legs back up, feet to the sky. Palms and arms press into the earth. Lower your legs about 30% down. Flex the heels to the mirror. Curl your toes to your nose. Breathe in. Exhale, lower another 30%. Stay here with the arms into the earth or slightly lift the arms. Your choice. Deep breath in. Lower your legs an inch from the ground. Heels hover for 3. For 2 more breaths. For 1 more full breath. Good. Hug in, knees to chest, arms over shins. Squeeze, bring forehead up to the knees. Good. And then hands interlock to the back of the head again. And we're going to do those bicycle twists. So you're going to extend the right leg and take the left elbow. Sorry. Extend right leg, right elbow to left knee, and then switch. Keep the back of the shoulders off the mat, and you're staying up with the chest as you add the twist. Extending the opposite leg like you're flexing or kicking the mirror with your heel. So really active through the legs as you lift up and twist. For 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Grab behind the thighs. Kick the shins to rock up and down the spine. kick and rock all the way up. We're going to sit into Navasana boat pose. So you're going to bring the shins parallel to the floor, hands to the back of the thighs, lift up through the chest, gaze at your toes. You can stay here, or you can add on, taking the arms open. You could also add on from the base pose of hanging on to the back of the legs, but extending the heels to the sky. You could try that on, or then add the hands lifting. Okay, lift up through the chest towards the top of the mirror. One more deep breath here. Long exhale. Good. Bring your feet to the ground. Awesome. Cross your right ankle over your left thigh. So yeah, if you have to physically take up your hand and bring the right ankle past the left thigh, do that. Hands behind you. Lift up through the chest. So you're pressing off the palms to support the torso tall. And then you could walk that left foot in to get a little deeper stretch through the right hip. Okay, walk it back or shift your hips forward. Pull your chest towards the right shin. Breathe. So you should all be receiving a stretch through the right hip. Keep the right ankle flexed, as this helps support the muscles around the knee, so the knee stays safe. Deep breath, lift chest towards the shin. Long breath out. Good. Now flip your fingertips towards you. Yeah. Push left foot into the mat with the palms pressing down. Lift your hips up to the sky. Three-legged reverse table. Keep pushing again down through the left foot and the palms to open the chest up, to lift the hips up. Maybe the gaze goes back. One more breath. Hips come down to the mat. Good. So we're now going to cross the right leg all the way over and bring the left leg to the ground. Okay. So you can do left leg bent, option one. Option a little easier, just left leg stays straight. You're going to cross the left arm over the right thigh. Right hand supports you near the spine. Big breaths to sit tall. Exhale, twist to your right. So visualize your spine as like a staircase, a spiral staircase, and slowly start to work up through the twisting of the staircase, keeping the spine stacked. Option to gaze over your right shoulder to the back wall if it's comfortable. Yeah, connect with breath as you find stillness in the twisted pose. Long breath out. And slowly unravel back to center. Really good. Step your right foot to the ground. Cross your left ankle over the right thigh. Hands support you behind yourself. Sit tall through the chest. Left ankle over right thigh. Left ankle flexed. Inhale, get lifted through the chest. Exhale, walk your right foot back 2 inches. Yeah. Beautiful. So now you're still working the left shin slightly forward. Left toes flex up to the sky. Chest pulling forward towards the shin. Big breath in. Longer breath out. For one more full breath here. Empty. Flip the fingertips to face your backside. Inhale, shoulders slide down the back. Exhale, hips come up to the ceiling. Again, right foot stays pointing forward. Push down through the right foot. Lift up a little higher. Maybe you open the throat. Take the gaze to the back wall. One more breath as you push down. Exhale, slowly come back down. Very good. Cross your left thigh to your right. Again, right leg could be straight or bent. cross, right arm to the left. Deep breath in, sit tall. Exhale, slowly twist. So lengthening with each inhale. Rotation through each exhale. Perhaps again, gazing to the back wall. Twisting a little more as you pull the navel back to the spine. And slowly unravel from here back to center. All right, we're going to do double pigeon. Just from seated, we'll bring the right shin in parallel to the top of your mat, left leg over top, sit shoulders over hips, and fold over your stacked shins. So everybody will be a little different in this posture. You could sit on a block to lift the hips if you feel any tension in the hips from folding. Lift the hips, and then that access will be a little easier. If you're finding the legs aren't resting stacked, you can put a block underneath the top leg to support it. We won't be here long, but let's sink into three more breaths as the shins are overlapped. Through two. For one more breath. Long exhale. Lift up the torso. We're going to extend the legs. Switch. Left shin in first. Right shin overlaps. So the heels are forward of the hips. And the right shin covers most of the left shin. Inhale, sit tall. Toes point forward. Exhale, fold forward. Back into that sound, your sound of breath. Start to hinge back up with the torso. Extend your legs forward. Legs just about hip distance, maybe a little in. Shift the hips, the sit bones back so you're forward of the tailbone. Arms go up, big breath in. Bend the knees slightly, fold forward, breathing out. Relax the head down. And again, this will be different for everybody. Just find what you need from here. You know, you want to bend the knees more to find relaxation through the low back. Or maybe you want to lengthen the hamstrings by straightening the legs. Can you start to be aware of the breath, but relax with the breath? So less controlling, just observing. Start to rise up with the arms overhead. Use the core strength to rise up nice and slow. Exhale, hands come down behind you. Fingertips face your backside. Point your toes. Press heels into the earth. Pull the shoulders back to open the chest and reverse plank. Lift all the way up. Keep pressing down. Maybe one day your toes touch the ground. Yeah, keep pointing them down. Push them forward to lift a little more. And slowly come back down. Inversion of your choice from here. So you can lay back and just lift the legs, place a block under your hips. Number two option, shoulder stand. Number three option, headstand. About a full minute at least of just getting the legs and hips up higher than your heart. Yeah, so if you're new to the practice, I would recommend legs lifting, laying on your back. No, you don't have to do the shoulder stand. You don't have to do anything, really. But you are near the end of the practice, and this is a great opportunity to just be with whatever pose you need. There's no right or wrong. Just relax with what is. Taking two more breaths. And slowly coming down out of your pose. Come with, down with your feet to the top near the mirror. Lay down onto your backs. Bring the knees into your chest. Give yourself a hug. Arms rest in line with the shoulders, both legs to your right, spinal twist. Turn down the lights as soon as I have the cool cloths hand out. Yeah, so surrender. Surrender into this twist for the spine. One more breath here. Slowly switch your sides. Closing your eyes. Completing your exhale in the twist, and then coming back up to center with the legs. Giving yourself another gentle hug. Extending the legs down to the earth, letting them extend all the way down, straight to the floor. Arms resting off to the sides of your torso, palms open to the sky. Take a nice, clear, deep breath. Open the mouth, breathe out. Mm-hmm. And slowly start to bring both knees back into your chest. Wrap arms over your shins. End your practice with a nice big hug. And then roll to your right side. Let the arms relax. With your eyes closed, push off your left palm to lift yourself up, finding a comfortable seat. Bring your palms together at the center of your chest. Join together with sound of one Om. Deep breath in. Om. Thumbs come up to the third eye. Chin gently to the chest. Namaste. Great job, everybody. Nice work. Beautiful focus.